Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
I'm gonna keep on dancing. Alice 97.3, good vibes and variety. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a sunny Tuesday out the window there.
Looks incredible.
It does. And we've got Benson Boone tickets. Would you like some?
Magical.
Oh, baby. Right now, text the word Alice. That's us. A-L-I-C-E. Alice. To our contest line, 20357. And that gets you entered for the Mystical Magical 4-pack of tickets. To see Benson Boone October 1st at the Chase Center. Text the word Alice to 20357. And tickets for the show, courtesy of Golden Voice. This hour's code word is Alice. And we've got these code words on the fives all day through 6:05, all the way through Mason's show, all the way through Jane's show. Benson Boone out the yin yang, people. This part of the show is brought to you by Third Love. Mark your calendar. For Friday, October 3rd, that's 2 weeks from this Friday. I'm going to be out there, and that's also Taylor Swift release day. So we can all, you know, we can sit in a Swiftie circle.
Should we wear orange?
And should we wear orange?
Bob, should we wear orange?
It's not my favorite color.
I'll wear orange.
Sparkly purple. Hey.
I love orange, just for the record. Love it.
I love orange, too. I actually feel like it's good for my complexion. I think I look good in orange.
Oh,
I don't know if it's true, but I have one or two orange
shirts.
It
makes you feel good. Yeah.
I'm going to wear my Taylor Swift shirt.
Oh, I'll wear my Taylor Swift shirt too. That's a good
idea.
There
you go.
Or maybe I won't. I'm going to maybe try and wear something that's easy to get off and
like
try,
a bra.
Try on bras.
Try some bras. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll wear my Third Love bra.
Mm.
I have a couple of those, but my new one I really love. Mm.
I brought this bra in. I came
for
with this one.
Show and tell everyone.
This
Let me just
one
show
I
you
bought home. Already. I own this one.
Right. I will. I'll have to write my name on it somewhere in Sharpie so they know. I'm not trying to steal this one. Friday, October 3rd from 11 to 1, the Third Love location on Fillmore Street in San Francisco. If you're anywhere in the area, just come by. We'll have like a super light light nibbles and it's going to be delicious. Light bites, they're called. It's got to be a Kieran thing, right? Light bites. We'll share stories about our boobs. And how bad bras are usually.
Woo!
And then we'll all get great bras at Third Love. You get a free fitting, too, from Third Love experts, which is nice. A professional fitting is incredibly important. So there you go.
Should be a fun outing.
It should be. I'm excited. 11 to 1, October 3rd, the Third Love location on Fillmore Street in San Francisco. Meet you there.
You don't do it when you talk about bras, but if you... for any reason or talking about your boobs, you always put your hands on them. And I don't know what that, I don't know if that's what that reaction is to.
You know, it's funny because you've said that before and I don't really notice that. I feel like I did just do that though.
Oh, I didn't
even when
see,
I was talking about the
but
the
yeah,
bra.
That's going to be it, yeah. A room full of ladies going, why do I keep touching myself? Huh?
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's a funny thing. I'm like a little bit embarrassed that I do that.
Don't be embarrassed.
Well, I'm just embarrassed about anything I'm doing unconsciously. You know what I mean? Like
that's what I'm saying.
It's like sometimes I'll watch a reel and I'm like, oh wow, I was really scratching at my nose in that.
At least you weren't picking it like Maddie does on camera.
I don't pick my nose on Crunch. Camera.
He doesn't pick his nose ever, ladies.
No. How dare you, Bob?
He picks his nose. He picks his nose, but his girlfriend's on camera.
Oh. Bob and I had a funny moment about Maddie this morning. She came in here because she wants to do all these. She's got some good ideas for Halloween and stuff.
Oh, she's got a great idea for Halloween.
Yeah, and that was the one that you two sort of arrived at afterward. But she was talking about this one thing she wanted to do, and she was like, I go, well, are you going to put on a wig? And she goes, no, I hate wigs. And I also hate hats. And I'm like, well, cross that one. I mean, watch out, Susan. No. She doesn't look at you when she sings either.
No, Bob.
And you've never heard her pee.
And then I gagged, like.
She did. She. But then also, you don't have a bird or. Wow. Did you have a pet?
No.
Oh, okay.
My mom has a pet bird.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, it's like 25 years old.
Is it a big bird?
No, it's a small parrot, a conyer.
That's what you have.
Oh, yeah, yeah, a conyer. I don't know how long they will live for, but parrots live.
Did you have a conyer?
I didn't. I had a ringneck parakeet.
Okay.
But it was a biggish bird.
Mm-hmm.
Not gigantic.
Ugh.
But not as big as a. Isn't a conyer like, isn't the body kind of like that?
Yeah. It's pretty. It's
like a miniature parrot. It's like
you could
small
take it,
parrot.
You know, you could take it if you needed to.
Yeah. Although a bird bite, it's no joke.
Oh, yeah. I was terrified of the thing for
you
two decades.
You could take it? Are you talking about fighting a bird?
Yeah, I am.
She could take it. She's going to fight it.
You should. They're wild beasts. They shouldn't be in the house.
They're dinosaurs.
Yeah.
They are.
I agree with you.
Yep. When you look at dinosaur skeletons and then you look at a bird skeleton, it's like close.
Dinosaurs probably looked like giant birds. They probably had feathers.
They actually do theorize that it's possible that they had feathers and they were more feathered than scaled.
It makes perfect sense. You look at a T-Rex and it has, you know, a big head and little arms. And if you picture it, that's what birds look like. It's so interesting.
They do have kind of this going on, but with all the feathers.
Right.
It's much
you don't think
larger.
About it like that.
They're like my friends. Anytime the bill comes at the table, their arms get real tiny.
I can't reach my wallet. Okay, we're going to do some trash now. We have a new president.
We do.
Yeah. If you are in SAG-AFTRA.
Oh, who won?
Sean Astin.
He won?
He did. In fact, he won by 79% of the vote.
Whoa.
So that's the radio screen. It's Screen Actors Guild and American Federation of TV and Radio Actors.
They merged.
They merged years ago. And so I think that it was Bobby Fleckman, who was just also known as the nanny, Fran Drescher. I think she's the one who stepped down, right?
Yeah, she was president. She was a good president.
Yeah, 2021 to 2025. And now Sean Astin, which you might be saying to yourself, who the hell is Sean Astin? When he was a little boy, he was in the Goonies. In fact, when I saw Corey Haim in The Lost Boys, I was like, is that the guy?
Yeah.
No. But I had it wrong. So he was in the Goonies when he was little, and then he was Lord of the Rings, wasn't he?
Samwise
Gamgee.
He was the main guy's buddy.
He was
Bilbo's buddy.
Yes,
Frodo's buddy.
Frodo's buddy.
Bilbo's later, right?
Oh, Frodo! Yeah. Frodo, you're gonna make Frodo. He spends the whole movie just fretting over Frodo.
Well, right. You know, Frodo's a big deal,
and he saves him.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. Bilbo is the Hobbit, and Lord of the Rings is Frodo, and Samwise Gamgee.
He's the hero of the movie.
So he's been elected the national president of SAG-AFTRA, the labor union representing around 160,000 actors and media professionals worldwide, and he was overwhelmingly favored, 79% of the vote in Friday, and this election was decided on Friday.
He is a Nepo baby.
Oh, yeah? Who's his...
The original dad from the Addams Family was
John
his dad.
Astin.
Yeah.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe his mother was also president of SAG at one point, too.
Mm. So. Well,
Nepotism, it makes the world go round.
Yeah. He'll serve a 2-year term. And it started on Friday, the same day that his victory was made official. And then it looks like Fran Drescher must have won a second term. I'm for term limits, you know. It's a 2-year thing. Then you have to be doing a good job. It's funny to see him as I'm looking at a picture of him from last February. And he just, you know, he's an older dude now. So it's just funny because I think of him as being like the little kid from the Goonies.
Nope.
Anyway, congratulations to people in our union, the SAG-AFTRA union. We have a new prez.
Everybody ages, Sarah.
I saw a new president. I went, what?
Yeah, we got your...
Thank you. Thank you for getting it. Now a couple of stories about kneecaps.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had some kneecap stories. You know, I don't intentionally save these things up, but sometimes you get more than one story about it. So it was like when I got, I did the Sofia Vergara story, and I'm like, oh, I got a Vergara adjacent story. We got the sister Vergara.
Mm-hmm. Kneecaps, just say. Sarah loves this.
I love this band. Period.
Who is this?
Pamplemousse.
I don't know that.
They don't really have any like hits that we play on here, but they have a couple of.
But you
really,
love them.
Yeah. Oh, they're fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy who is that he's like. She's a singer, great singer and bass player. And the guy he's behind Patreon. Like they started making videos for all their songs and stuff. And he wound up, I think he was like one of the founders of Patreon.
He's doing okay.
Yeah, I think he's doing all right. But they're so great. I've seen them live a couple times and they're fantastico. So anyways, and every time I see the word kneecap, I think to myself, busted kneecaps. Yeah.
Their husband and wife duo from Corte Madera.
Yeah, they're locals.
They're local people.
Yeah, but they tour and man, every show I went to was sold out. But of course, they're local, so I don't know. I don't really know how big they are, but I like them. Pamplemousse. So we'll start with Elton John. Elton John had a double knee replacement last year, and he had a special request for his surgeon to keep his kneecaps. And he had them turned into jewelry. The designer of his jewelry said, we baked them. We had to bake them to dry them out. They get like raw pumice stone.
Elton, I'm a fan, but this is grody, bro.
Ugh. So he bakes them. And then now they're super porous. So he says, so we had to paint them with acetate and then just polish them up. Elton's right kneecap was turned into a gold-plated necklace that looks like a, quote, old artifact from ancient Egypt. It has an engraved phrase in Latin on the back that translates to, I will no longer bow to any man. Because as you know, you can't bow if you don't have kneecaps. I mean.
What do they call those stupid beetles from the...
Scarabs.
Scarabs. It looks like a scarab.
I guess.
All right.
His left kneecap was smaller, so it was turned into a gold brooch.
That's the...
Elton,
just because you have the money doesn't mean you should spend the money.
I don't know. I mean, why not spend the money? It's just...
because they're parts of his body.
Yeah. Well, they're parts of the very precious Sir Elton John's body. He doesn't want to take any chances on someone being like, oh, did you get Elton John's kneecaps?
How incredibly cool, though, that if you find yourself... it can be arthritis or for whatever reason, your knees are just that painful that you can change them out.
Yep.
I also wondered what happened to my femurs when I got my hip replacements because they had to go somewhere.
Yeah, they went into the biohazard bin, I guess, probably. Mm. But if you're Elton John, auctioned off? I mean, I suppose you could have said, please save all the bone material. I'm going to auction it off for charity. Anyway, Elton got two knee replacements, kept the kneecaps from both. Bust your kneecaps. Keanu Reeves, in yet another kneecap story, he describes a terrible kneecap injury on film. He says that his kneecap broke like a potato chip. That sounds bad. He suffered a gruesome onset injury, and it was not an an action film. It's this Good Fortune is the name of the movie. It's a comedy that follows an angel named Gabriel who meddles in the lives of a struggling worker, Aziz Ansari, and a rich venture capitalist, Seth Rogen. Kiki Palmer also stars.
I saw the trailer last night when I was at the movies. I'm so excited.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, I hadn't even heard about it. It looks hilarious. It's giving Freaky Friday, but with Seth Rogen. So, like, how could I love it more?
Well, plus Keanu Reeves is in it. He's the best. Let me see if I can find a release date on this. It's coming up soon because he's out there promoting it.
I don't think it has a release date. It just said this fall.
Oh, okay. He says it was very slow motion, what happened. So he's just shooting a movie. It's not an action movie. He's not doing a John Wick. There's no crazy wires dangling or any flips or anything. He says, I went falling. My arms came out. I went falling. Slow motion. I went falling. My arms came out, but then my knee failed because it's got some stuff. And I spiked it. And my patella kneecap cracked like a potato chip.
Ah.
I picture a Pringles.
Ah.
Comedy's hard, man.
Oh.
That's the quote from him.
You know what's weird is that, and this is just for the young people, you will say to yourself, just like I said to myself, because I could fall, I was springy,
yes,
and bouncy like a
like
freaking tigger. You know, like over the place. Nothing hurt. I was
boing, boing,
yes,
boing, boing.
And it does change.
You think?
And there's Keanu probably going, I've had these falls a million oh my God, it just cracked in half. It just does change.
Getting old's a bitch.
Yeah.
It just does.
I went falling.
It just does change. Sorry to tell you.
Like some of us go dancing. I go falling.
Mm.
That's my Keanu Reeves. I've seen many strange things already. Bloody wolves in some kind of blue light.
It's your best work, buddy.
I think his best work is in Always Be My Maybe. He's only on screen for about 5 minutes and he steals the entire movie.
Oh.
Yeah. That is a great movie. It is so funny because he has done all the John Wick movies, all the Matrix movies, and now he went falling on this one movie, lands on his knee and oh no. His patella has been crumpled. Anyway, let's see. Yeah, I'm looking through this whole thing and I'm not finding a single date about this. But I see him out promoting it. So, like you said, it's got to be at some point. Maybe it's like a Thanksgiving thing. But it's got a big cast and it looks pretty fun. Taylor Swift is not going to be deposed in the Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively face-off. It looks like a judge has ruled you can't seem to get your schedules aligned and she seems busy. And so while I guess Justin Baldoni's people are really pushing for her to be deposed, she keeps saying, nope, I can't do that date. Nope, I can't do that date. And he's like, we're going to move on without that. Which is funny because generally people would be subpoenaed for that, wouldn't they? Like, come in, you have to be deposed. And she's all, nah. And look, she's also probably got layers after layer after layer of lawyers.
I don't think she's anything. That's the point you just made.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who knows what to do and how to say it is doing that for her.
Yep.
And that's great.
Yeah. So she's not going to be.
And I think it sucks that, you know, that went down and ruined that friendship. It's.
Yeah.
I can't wait
to hear the song Ruin the Friendship.
That's the story, so we'll see if that's actually the story.
Speaking of the song, I heard another theory about what it's about.
Okay.
Jack Antonoff. Maybe it's about Taylor Swift and Jack Antonoff's friendship, because obviously she didn't work with him on this album, which I don't think is necessarily bad. She's been working with him for a long time. It's time to do something different.
Right.
But then there was the whole interview with Margaret Qualley on the Today Show. She was promoting her new movie, and they asked her about Taylor Swift's new album, and she was like,
she had like a really weird look on her face as she was like, I wouldn't know about that. Although she did say that she had heard it, right?
No, she said, I can't wait to listen.
Oh.
She didn't say she'd heard it.
Yeah. She's like, how would I know about that? I don't know about that.
Exactly. So potentially, maybe Margaret Qualley ruined Jack Antonoff and Taylor Swift's friendship.
Don't
just
worry.
An idea.
Everyone will hyper-examine that until it's nothing but a pile of dust.
The album comes out on October 3rd, so we'll know definitively on October 4th.
We can get into a discussion circle about it at Third Love on Fillmore in San Francisco, where we'll all be meeting for lunch after the show.
Can't wait.
I don't mean either. It's going to be great. I see that you have texts.
A couple texts. A lot of Sean Astin texts. Sean Astin was also in Stranger Things.
Oh, yes, he was.
He was
he's the boyfriend.
One from the 707. Not only is Sean Astin mom president of SAG, she was Patty Duke.
Oh, Patty Duke's his mom?
Yeah.
How funny.
And Karen in Menlo Park. Ugh, I'm getting a total hip replacement next Wednesday. They can keep my parts. Gross, Elton. Hope recovery is quick. Karen, it will be quick. I've had two of them. It's great. It's a good surgery.
Yeah, he's out there playing tennis now.
Play tennis every weekend.
Incredible.
There you go.
It is actually a miracle.
You're 100.
100%?
Yeah.
I get a little pain, you know. But
you're sore at the end of a tennis afternoon?
No, it's actually better when I work it than if I sit too much. Mm. So, but for, you know, so I just, you know, you keep active, it stays good. But yeah, I know I play tennis. I have no pain. It's great.
Good for you.
Mm.
It's a big deal.
It is. All right, Vinny, what do you got coming up?
TikTok may be saved, everyone.
Really?
After these.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to subscribe.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Sign up today and get your first month for $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
So we've got another day or two of heat. Today they're expecting the low 90s in the hot spots and another day tomorrow, it looks like. And then the possibility for that dry lightning.
Oh.
And so that's one of those things that has started fires before.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be extra careful in the coming days. Be very aware of if you see smoke, if you call. We got to put those fires out immediately if they happen. So that's just a quick PSA, whatever you want to call it, just a quick warning.
The extra alert.
The Bay Area heat returned briefly and dry lightning looms as a threat. Oh, hopefully it doesn't materialize, but we'll see. We could have dry lightning like Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
Ah. I think that's what started the huge fire by my house.
Sounds dreadful.
There were just a bunch of, it wasn't really raining, but there were a bunch of strikes, and that fire was awful. And actually, sitting in the ocean, the spot that had burned out is already growing back. So it's a really neat thing to see that sort of rebirth happening. I'd rather it didn't happen
at all.
But, you know, there it is. Okay, so TikTok, everyone.
Yes, what about TikTok,
Vincenzo?
What's
TikTok
going on?
TikTok had been on the chopping block in this country, and it looked like it was over, and then the deadline got pushed, and then the deadline got pushed again. And the ask is that they don't want a Chinese company to be in control of all of the United States. TikTokers.
Yeah.
Information. So that was the reason for this negotiation. And where they're at this point is TikTok is saved. They're saying Oracle is among a consortium of firms that would enable TikTok to continue operations in the U.S. There's framework for a deal in place between the United States and China. They expect to have it finalized here very soon. And Oracle, a company that we all know, Redwood City and worldwide, he's Larry.
Mr. Ellison.
He is a big shot and a big deal, and it looks like he's part of this. So right now, it looks like someone is involved, multiple firms, I should say, are involved in keeping TikTok alive and well. And some of you truly do use that daily.
Yep. And even if you don't post to it, you're looking at it all the time. I was just looking at a picture of some little costume change that apparently those are very popular. Like you know, you stand there looking all bedraggled, you snap your fingers and your whole new look.
That still is a thing?
Yeah, she was showing me a costume change this morning on TikTok. Bob was. Was that on TikTok?
Yeah, I think so.
I like it. I mean, I've only seen girls do it. Guys do that too?
It was a girl.
Okay. Yeah. The clothes are on the floor or whatever. Yeah. And then there they are in their thing. And then they snap and now
their hair's done. Their makeup's all
very
set.
Neat.
When I moved from LA to here, I did a little change from a Dodger shirt to a shirt.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
They're very popular.
But yes, I've actually seen them, which means that they have broken through to the old people.
Which is why I asked you. They still do that, huh? I thought that was...
And why I didn't know the answer.
They would be long gone by now, but okay. Here's a real quick TikTok safety tip.
Oh.
A former EMT is going viral after telling people not to throw burnt food directly in the trash. Let it cool down first, or it can start a fire. Even 10 to 20 minutes after you toss it in there.
Wow.
These are things I assume most people are very careful about. But I can see that, you know, if you've done something a million times and nothing bad's happened, you probably figure, what could happen? I always fill my gas tank with the car running. I know they say to turn it off, but I've never had a problem. Okay. Oh, I start the food right away. You know what I mean? These people who, you know, if you've done it enough, you feel like, hey, those warnings are BS.
It's like the oily rag thing.
Oh, that's,
you know,
you hear me then.
Well, we almost burned our house down with that not that long ago.
What?
We were staining some stuff and we were throwing the stain rags into a 5-gallon bucket and they were sitting on the floor of the wooden shed where we, you know, the tool shed. And we're out there a couple hours later. I'm like, God, something smells like burning plastic. And we went and looked, and sure enough, they were smoldering. And they like spontaneously were smoldering.
So scary.
So scary. Like,
This TikTok warning comes from an EMT that shared a story about a woman who meant to microwave a brownie for 20 seconds, but did 2 minutes by mistake.
Mm.
Tossed it in the trash, and her trash lit up.
Oh, boy. That hot, a molten brownie.
Things like hot oil or even burnt toast can do the same thing.
Oh,
anything charred can have tiny embers hiding under the black part. just like a campfire.
Catch
they
on
say.
A napkin or whatever, and the next thing you know, you've got an inferno.
You don't need flames to start a fire, just heat. So think about that. This tip from TikTok.
Thank you, TikTok.
Let your burnt things, burnt food, cool before you throw them in the trash.
Mm. That poor brownie.
I know.
And by
the
way,
she just wanted a brownie.
I know, I'm a brownie guy too. Mm. One of the things is you might pull that. I'm going to walk this outside and throw it away real quick so it's not stinking up the house. And now you're not even around when it ignites.
Right. Now so, you're like, I think I smell burning plastic. What could
very
that possibly
careful.
Be?
Very, and especially now we're coming into what is traditionally known as fire season yeah. too. So
all the
be
stuff
extra careful.
Dried out from a long, hot summer. Although this was not that hot a summer. Like I have, you know, fingers crossed for this year. Let's just not have that fire season that we've been having, please.
Boomers and Gen Xers are together on this one as they talk about modern stressors that didn't exist back in the day. Here are some highlights. Cyber criminals. All that stuff. Hacked. Like you just go, oh, I got hacked again. At this point, do you even flinch?
I no. I get letters all the time from, you know, this all your information got put out there.
All of us are hacked 100 times over.
Did you see, I think it was Experian that had the hack a few years back. I just got something from TransUnion. I'm like, oh, great. They're like, yeah, it's your name, your date of birth, and your social security number.
Don't worry about it,
though. Fantastic.
A tip I've heard is you can freeze your credit with the three majors.
I do that.
And just unfreeze it when you're going to use it.
You know what
sucks about... Of course, I haven't done that because I'm lazy.
You should do it.
I've done it.
Yeah, I've got mine.
Yeah.
And the thing that's a bummer is when you do have to...
It's a whole process to
thing
get...
...thing to unlock it, and you got to remember to relock it, but it's better than getting robbed.
Yep.
We started getting liens on our paychecks one time, and I'm like, why are we getting liens? Somebody had taken Shauna's social security number... got a job, and then registered for taxes, didn't pay the taxes, and then we got the tax bill. And it was months trying to get that fixed with the tax department.
And
it's all on us to do it.
It lands on you. That's what I was going to say, because that's a kid I worked with got robbed. He had people over at his house. They were partying. They stole all the stuff, birth certificate, social security, all the stuff from his closet or something in his house. And he ended up on the hook for cars that were purchased in other states. That this ID just went in a pipeline and someone got it and just ruined him. And for years, it was on him to go fix these things. He's like, I've never been to Mississippi. Are you kidding? I didn't buy a car there. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's awful.
And these are random phone calls he's getting while he's just trying to live his life in Oregon, going... I've never been there, man. What are you talking about?
That's horrible. People should just rob banks like in the old days.
Yeah. Hello.
That doesn't really work. There was a story about a chef in the East Bay that... Did you see that story?
Yeah.
This guy's...
Robbing banks.
He's robbing banks.
He's a chef.
He robbed three in one day.
Well, he needed some money.
Well...
Does he say what he needed the money for?
It looks... See, my instant reaction, because I know something... And I don't know this guy at all, but I know a couple people in the... What do you want to call it? Food service business.
Industry,
who've talked about the drug and alcohol addiction problem that is very real in that business. So I assumed it was that. But it sounds like he's just a guy who has a ton of debt.
Yeah.
And finds himself going...
Maybe his identity got stolen.
I think it might be starting and stopping businesses and those kinds of things. Like
restaurants
he's a chef. He's known.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Anyway, cyber criminals. There are a lot more ways for bad actors to gain access to your personal info than there used to be.
Yep.
I don't even know where the dark web is, but I've heard I'm on it.
I think you have to flip the keyboard over and tap it three times.
Ay, ay, ay. Mm. All of social media. These are modern stressors that didn't exist back in the day. Yeah. And it is a fact. I'm keeping my kids off that. I mean, I post their pictures, but they don't get to be on there for a while. It's not just all the chaos that's being shoved in front of your face. It's also having to carefully curate the stuff that you share. Don't do that. Do what I do. Just post it.
Or don't post.
As long as your dumb neck isn't a problem or you don't have something hanging
even
like
if it is,
grossly.
Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, just post it. Yeah. Be normal. Be a human being and just post it.
I don't know. I'm very strong feelings about social media. I think it's like ruining everything.
Well, it's I wouldn't want to have to debate the other side of that. I do see good stuff out of it, but I can see a lot more bad stuff.
It's nice to see your friends. And I do, like, I see links to it all the time. I have accounts on stuff. I'll pull it up and look at, you know, Sofia Vergara's sister, what she, Sofia Vergara in the ER. I'll look at it and then I just go, and I'll put the, on our Facebook page, I'll put up a link, but I can't do it. I get sucked in and I actually...
I like
feel
it.
Angsty. I know. I
overall,
know
I like it.
I think if you like it, great.
That's... And there are people who like my posts, and I appreciate that. I'm like, that's cool. I put it up for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we get these messages when we go out into the public all the time, where people say, "You've been in my life for this many years. I listen to you every single day and have for 20." And that's not only is that why, like, there's the why. I mean, mm-hmm. I also have to pay bills, so I need money too, but. There's the why, like when you have that connection with people, and I like them sharing that when they see me and my kids doing
yes.
stuff where they're like, I can't believe you're a dad. It's crazy seeing you be a dad.
I will have children.
All these years, I never said that. That was a myth.
You did say it.
People did not have a camera in their pocket all the time.
I know. I thought about that so many times as a Gen Xer. I would have probably lived my life very differently if we'd had social media.
Mm-hmm.
I would not have had as much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been way more worried about a lot of very different things.
Public filming can be invasive, and not everyone wants to constantly be photographed, even with their friends.
Right.
Yeah, and especially if you're doing something that's not good, you know.
Yeah.
Hello, Coldplay concert.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't. No, that was like there's a moment in time where suddenly this guy honking that girl's boobs undid two marriages.
Yeah, it was the reaction, not the honking. Really.
I know, it's, but you know
if they hadn't gone, oh my God, oh no, we're on the camera, they would have been just fine. But they already felt so guilty.
These are modern stressors that didn't exist back in the day. Whether the news you're hearing or reading is even true.
Yes.
There's
a
lot of that.
So many times I'm like, that's BS. Or we'll even start talking about something. Something will come up. And I'm like, what's the sort? Well, like, who is it? And then you hear the URL and you're like, you know, candyforbeggars.com or something, and whatever it is. Like, I don't know. Until I see all that on CNN, I'm going to.
Or The Onion. Oh my God. Nobody says this is
so
a
many
freaking
times.
Joke.
Like, it looks so legit. And then you read it and you go, oh, it's The Onion. Oh, right. Of course. Oops. I'm a dummy.
Modern stressors that didn't exist back in the day. Shaving everything.
Oh.
All the shaving and the grooming.
Mm.
You know, I thought the 80s, that was one of the downsides of the 80s, in my opinion, was this upswing of being very meticulous about your look with the hairspray. Like, if you told me, what does the 80s smell like? I would say Aquanet.
Mm-hmm.
The hairdos, the makeup, it had become like a really big part of the look. Even if you were in metal or in...
Oh, yeah.
You know,
the metal guys were the prettiest.
New Romantic was another, like Duran Duran, those guys, all that stuff. That was it. But except we still have a lot of that. It's just that people are using surgery now. Well, I have to fix my whole dumb face.
I like the manscaping thing. I like the hair clipped down all over the body. I think that's nice. But that to me is different than shaving. And I wouldn't want other than your face, I wouldn't want you to shave. I would just like it to be
unless you're a porno star, you don't need to be daily shaving your man zone.
Right. It just feels like too much.
Texting, returning a text and all the anxiety about it. I don't think that's ridiculous. Be over it.
You know what I don't like about texting?
Turn your on red off and then you're fine.
Oh, yeah.
And then they don't receipt. Know you even saw it.
It's message receipts, matter. Red receipts.
Yeah.
I just feel like there is no time when you're not available. I read on my laptop a lot. Like, I'll have my Kindle open and be reading on there. And then, and just like, as the messages come in, I find that I'm like, okay, let me see what, I'm just too available. Like, please, you're bothering me. I'm trying to read. You keep bothering me.
Modern stressors that didn't exist back in the day. Botox and lip filler.
That doesn't stress me out at all.
Having thin lips and a flat butt is not a crime.
Yeah, I will never do any of this. I was looking in the mirror this morning and do my usual thing where I'm pulling it back, pulling my nasolabial folds away from my mouth.
You love saying that.
I do. It's great because I get to say nasolabial. And then I thought to myself, I think I'm going to be the one person that never got a shot in my face or never, you know, went and got.
Wow.
Like, yes, I'm sure there are others. What does my friend say? There's rich old and poor old. I'm going to be poor old. Like, I never, she says you spend money.
Oh, rich look, why, right,
yeah,
yes,
there's
I
the
gotcha.
Look, you know, the mm-hmm, lips are all blown mm-hmm. up, the cheeks are puffed out and pulled back. And
lastly on this list, and then we'll do a couple texts, modern stressors that didn't exist back in the day. People using the word literally all the time for no reason. Stressful.
No, it's not stressful. Let it go. They
say it's stressful. Yeah.
We had our words, too.
Did we?
Didn't we?
I don't think so. Not like that.
Awesome.
Awesome, amazing.
Well, those are modern words that people love. Amazing
has been around for a long time. Literally, I feel like, is really having its day.
Too much.
Yeah.
800-400-3697. And when you text in, please put your name on there like Elizabeth did. She said, now you can set up temporary thaws for your credit freeze. It unfreezes your credit on a specific date and will refreeze on the date you set. I just did it and got a loan. So.
Yeah, that's exactly how I did. And you can, mm-hmm. most of the time, you don't even have to talk to a person. You can type it in with your, if you've got your secret codes. The thing that pisses me off about the credit ratings places is that you have to let them report on you.
You're not opted in is
no.
the point. Right.
And they are not. This is now two out of the big three that have had major leaks. And they're like, oh, well, we'll offer you, you know, you could freeze it, or we'll offer you this, you know, identity.
Monitoring system.
Right, monitoring. I'm like, no, how about we cancel you and have some, like, why do we need three credit agencies?
I don't know, but I'm with you. Ugh. And it's only come down because of this technology that's moved so freaking fast that we haven't had someone and there's enough problems that, you know, probably if you heard Gavin bitching about this, people would go, what, are you crazy? There's way bigger problems than that.
Mm.
Even though it'd be nice for someone to manage that, get behind it and say, if you can't control the data.
Right.
You don't get to have,
you don't get to have
the data.
It.
That's a business. You
problem
no longer.
They do have it. You could shut them down and that data would still be out there. His Twitter's been great.
510, MTV created the 80s hairstyles, changed everything. Joanne and Brentwood. I had a little flock of seagulls look going for a while.
So oh, yeah. You and Vinny could have been in a band together.
That and all the funny from the 707. Vinny was on the dark web once. Then his brother helped him turn up the brightness on his computer.
Yeah.
That's actually a true story.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My computer was broken. It wasn't working. And I was without a computer for a couple days. And my little brother, Nicholas, sits down in front of it, looks at my keyboard, and just holds his finger on the brightness. And the screen came back. And I was like, first try.
This
son
is
of
amazing.
A
biscuit. I don't know how you do it.
That's
incredible.
Hilarious.
I know. But what a relief. And now you know.
Well.
Now it'll never happen to you again.
Ah, I truly was sitting there going, this thing's broken.
Yeah. I guess I got to get a new one.
I'm bummed.
Oh, no, you can just have it. Just take it. I'll just buy a new one. The guy's like, okay, thanks. Click, 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 click,
dummy.
All right, coming up, Benson Boone tickets, the Coachella headliners, and the beef with Zach Bryan and Gavin Adcock.
What?
Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.